are here this morning to witness a Christian baptism. The baptizee is Brady James Wold. And before he comes down, just a few words about the significance of what you're about to see. Really, as wonderful and important as this water baptism is, it really isn't the big event. The big event has already happened. It's a work of God. Like this morning, we had symbols and emblems to memorialize a great event that God had done at the cross with the symbols of the bread and the wine. So here, the symbols is the water that I'm standing in and the act that we're going to go through to immerse Brady. And the Bible teaches the significance of that in that we're memorializing a great act that God did. We talked this morning at Breaking of Bread about the old and the new. Well, that fits well into this theme as well. Because a few months ago, the God of the universe that flung the stars into existence created something. Actually created someone. A new Brady. And that's what we're going to go through symbolizes. As Brady is going to go under the water, it's a picture of what has already happened, and that is that the old Brady, we're told in Romans 6, died with Jesus. Now, God did that. Brady can't do something like that. God did. And so that's the picture as Brady's going to go down into the water. It's a picture of what has already happened. He died with Christ. That's the Bible teaching. And then as he comes up out of the water, the Bible says that he was raised to newness of life. Again in Romans 6. And what's wonderful is that's a new person. That was the act of creation that God did. It says in 2 Corinthians, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's what he's talking about. This work that only God can do. You don't get to heaven by what you do. You get to heaven by what Jesus has already done and believing in that. So, enough of theology. Now we'll have Brady come and share with you just exactly how it all happened.
Thank you, Rick. Good morning. I'm super excited to be here, and I just want to let everybody know that my wife and I, we love the Fairhaven Church family. And to get to this point, there were a lot of man hours invested in each other here, and a lot of God hours, God working in my heart and in my mind. And I'm going to share a little bit. I'm going to read my testimony here to you today, and then after my testimony, I'm going to elaborate just a little bit on something that I touch on in my testimony, so bear with me. I have attended church most of my life. I attended private Christian schools and was heavily involved with my church youth group. I was so concerned about doing the right thing that morality had become a vice. I thought I was good with God. I have considered myself to be a Christian, and I would even say things such as, I've been a believer my whole life. But when confronted with the gospel, it was very clear that I did not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that no matter how good I thought I might be, I was on the highway to hell. I met Rick Bellas on a Sunday afternoon after Easter service. Rick immediately asked me if I was meeting with anyone, which I was not. He asked me if I would like to begin to meet, and so we began meeting with each other on Tuesday nights. When Rick asked me to define what the gospel was, my explanation was so generalized that according to me, Jesus Christ died on the cross to save everyone else but me. I was so good I didn't need to be saved. After all, Jesus didn't come to save the righteous. Methodically, Rick began to share the gospel with me. We examined Genesis, Ezekiel, and Revelation, and we established the continuity of the Bible. As we covered the bad news in Romans, I saw my sin clearly written out before me. Pride, my boastfulness, sexual immorality, and I became deeply concerned about the salvation of my soul. I needed to know if I was saved or not. For a week, I fought and I wrestled with God. I became restless with anxiety and I could not sleep. At the end of the week, I was convinced that I was saved because of how well things were going in my life. But that was just my pride and my ego still keeping me from crying out to God, asking him to save me, a sinner. Finally, on Tuesday, May 1st, 2018, at 8:45 p.m., as I sat on Rick's couch, I cried out to God. After 1 month and 12 hours of reasoning and walking through the gospel, I repented to the Father and I asked him to forgive me for my sins, to save my soul, and to be the Lord of my life. Immediately after, I felt a weight lifted off of my chest. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross had paid for my sins. Since the day of my salvation, I continue to meet with Rick on a weekly basis. We sit on his couch, and I continue to learn how to live my life in a way that honors the Father and is pleasing to the Lord. I've learned how to pray. I've been learning how to read the scripture. I'm memorizing Bible verses, and I've been diligently and consistently spending time with the Lord. Not only do these things bring peace and quiet to my life, but more importantly, I am building my personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and he is actively working in my life. Most recently, I've reconciled three relationships. One of them was a relationship with my sister that had been broken for 15 years. Not only did God restore our relationship, but I was given a chance to witness to her and share some of my testimony with her. In the end, I had a clear conscience before God, and I felt like I had gained back a family member. On my own, that never would have happened. I am so thankful that the Lord has never given up on me. God certainly had a plan for me when he brought my wife and I here, and I also stand here today to profess my obedience, my love, and my commitment to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and to be baptized in his name. Thank you. So, to elaborate a little bit more on the relationship between my sister and I, we've been distant and almost separated for about 15 years. And to tell you the truth, I can't even remember why it was that way. And just through my continuously meeting with Rick and just praying about it, you know, I learned about making amends, and God calls us to a ministry of reconciliation. If there's something bad between you and someone else, you need to clear it up right away. And so it's been on my heart for a long time. And even in my, before I was saved, I've known that I need to make amends with my sister, but I never did it. And I don't know why. It was all easier said than done, essentially. So after a week of Rick and I having this conversation, my wife had her baby shower on August 25th, and we sent out an invitation to my sister, and I did not anticipate for her to come. She typically doesn't come. She came. So I'm at home hanging out, and my phone rings. I get a couple of text messages. It's my sister. Hey, I'm at Eric and Shelly's house. Do you want to hang out? Do you want us to talk? And honestly, admittedly, I didn't really want to. I was tired. I work a lot of hours. But I just said, come over. If you want to come over, just come over. So we did, and I knew what I had to do. I knew why she was there. And interestingly enough, you know, I believe, firmly believe, that it was God bringing her to Eric and Shelley's house, God bringing her over to my house. And then I didn't barely had to do any work. I was in the comfort of my own home. I was putting together a pack and play as my sister sat on my couch, and we had a candid conversation, and I shared this with her, and I told her about our relationship, or I explained to her, I cleared things up. I cleared things up, and I apologized to her, and I told her that it was me, and that I'm sorry, and things progressed from there, and it was just an amazing work that God did that day. So thank you. Yeah.
It's good God doesn't give up on us, isn't it? Brady Wold, are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and his work on the cross and nothing else for the salvation of your soul?
Yes.
Ben Brady, upon your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the testimony of this one who has finally come to your Son after you drawing him for so long. Thank you for the examples of change already. Thank you that he who has begun a good work in him, which is you, that you will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. We just pray for him now that he might grow in the grace and knowledge of his Lord Jesus Christ. We commit him to you in Jesus' name. Amen.